Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Spirit Led. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I wound up at a traditional church, great big stone cathedral. Found out later I was the first guest speaker outside their organization in 35 years. And when they invited me, I just felt impressed to come. I didn't know them at all. I knew they weren't our circle per se, but don't really have a circle. And so after they invited me, they called back and got Phyllis. And they were concerned about what I might preach and teach. And so they wanted me to outline, and she kind of laughed. She said, "He's got several meetings between you and them. I'm sure he doesn't know what he's going to preach." Well, that alarmed them even more. But the Lord helped her, and she comforted them. And when we arrived, it was very, very, very formal. Very formal. I mean, not an amen. Are you kidding? There wasn't even a hard breath anywhere. I mean, it was. Yeah. But I did what I needed to do. And the second day we were there, I had a healing service. Yes, I did. I was impressed too. Remember this led by the Spirit thing? I mean, He will lead you to some places you wouldn't think. And for people to be filled with the Spirit. Oh, I know. It was not a charismatic Pentecostal line. People did come up. They mostly kneeled. Very quiet. Very quiet. I prayed for them. You wouldn't have thought a thing happened. If you'd have been there, standing 5 foot away, you would have thought, boy, that was dead. Nothing happened there. The next Sunday morning, after the service, me and the pastor, I don't think they called him that, but we're out on the stone steps of this great big edifice. And it was so dear, friends. People came by, they'd lean in and shake my hand. And then this would be like me, they'd lean in and they'd go, "I was healed last night." They'd lean in and go, "I was healed last night. I spoke in tongues." I thought, "You did?" They said, "Yeah." Kind of looked around. "I was healed last night. I must have heard it 30 or 40 times. And it was so, I mean, it wasn't us running around speaking in tongues, and it wasn't loud music, but it was God. It was God in a different way than I had experienced before. And it was so rich. I mean, when I'm telling you about it, it blesses me right now how God moved, how dear it was, how precious it was. What if we're adamant and say, "Well, that's not my camp. I can't go up there." And I said out loud, "I don't have to pick sides. I'm not picking sides. I can have more than one friend." Yes, I can. I got scripture for it. I don't have to judge you. I'm not the Holy Ghost police. It's not my job to straighten everybody out. Is it? No. You can stay so happy. You can stay so free. And if you get to a spot where it gets kind of, you know, tense, you can just smile and go, "Well, we might not agree about all that, but hey, we're having good services, huh? We're having a good meeting. We don't have to camp on that. Let's just have God over here. I got you, you got me, we got us. We don't have to pick." So much so we don't have to pick. Finish up with me here in John 8. Jesus did not respond to their pressure. to the enemy's pressure. He did not let them lead him and push him into choosing between two wrong choices. He stooped down. He wrote on the ground like he didn't even hear them. There's a lot of things that people say and do. You need to smile and just act like you didn't even hear it. You do, I'm telling you. You do. Do you know, if you walk in love on the level that you should, many people will think you are naive. And that'll be hard on your pride. But you need to get over it and you need to kill that. See, so many people like to think, well, hey, I'm spiritual. I discern things. I knew they were talking about me. I knew that little thing they stuck in there. That little jab. I discern that. That's not a spirit gift. That's a gift of suspicion. What is the value of that? Come on, what's the value of me going, yeah. Yeah, I know. Is that love? Is that faith? What's that going to do to you? That's a way for you to start judging them and doing the same things they're doing to you and being just as guilty and becoming bitter and messed up. Let me tell you how much you are to walk in love. You got to get ready. This takes mind renewal. If somebody comes up and slaps you, pow, you should back up and go, whoa, did you trip? Did you? You tripped and your hand fell across my face, man. You're laughing and that's good, but listen, that is so much more enjoyable a life than sitting around all the time, second guessing, cross-examining everything that everybody's saying. Did they mean that? Why didn't they do that? Yeah, that was a little disrespect there. Yeah, that was a little diss there. Yeah, that was a little jab there. That's going to make you miserable. And it's not going to help one thing. And it's not going to prove that you're spiritual discerning. It proves the opposite, that you are carnal. Because when you develop spiritually, you develop in love. And you know what love does? It doesn't even keep a record. So when people want to talk to you about how they treated you, you go, what? I got no record of that. You stay happy. You stay free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You actually grow up. And you don't wear your feelings on your sleeve. And you are not offended and hurt and angered by stuff. You get harder and harder and harder to upset. See, some people think it's a sign of spirituality how easily hurt they are. I'm just a sensitive spirit that just everything gets to me. You're an emotional mess. It's got nothing to do with being spiritual. Because when you're spiritual, you don't let it pierce you. That's what the breastplate of righteousness is there for, to keep it from getting in you. That's what the shield of faith is there for, to keep it from getting into you. It doesn't penetrate you. It bounces off of your faith. It bounces off of your righteousness, who you know you are in Christ. It bounces off of you. And even if something's undeniable, you go, so? I've said dumb stuff myself. I have missed it myself. And how do we know they haven't already repented? How do we know? They haven't already repented and the Lord don't even remember it anymore. So you and I shouldn't be talking about it. Let's just get back to having fun. Hurts. Offenses. Anger. Is letting the enemy play you. It's letting him monopolize your mind and control your life and destroy your relationships and hamper your abilities. How many understand you cannot function at your full capacity when you're hurt and mad and all this other stuff? You cannot. and you're not going to be paying attention to the Holy Spirit. You're going to be ignoring Him and getting into more trouble. Recognize this stuff for what it is. Tactics of the enemy. Setups he's trying to get you into. You don't have to play his game. You don't have to play by his rules. You don't have to do it the way he pushes you to do it. Jesus stooped down, wrote on the ground. Verse 7, when they continued asking him, they're just pressuring him. They're pushing him. What about it, preacher? What about it, Rabbi? Do we stone her or not? Come on, we don't have all day. Do we stone her? Do we not? He didn't answer them at all. He's down here writing on the ground. They're probably trying to figure out why he's doing that. What he's doing. You should keep the devil guessing all the time. We know what happened because Jesus told us the way he operates. He said, I don't say anything unless I hear my Father say it. So we know what happened while he's down there writing on the ground. The Spirit of God reveals this to him. Say this. So he gets up and he says, he that's without sin among you, let him be the first one to throw a stone at her. And then he stoops back down and writes on the ground. Doesn't try to explain it to him. Doesn't try to get him to see it. Just leaves it between them and God. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. How many know this is miraculous? You talk about a miracle. These guys fully intended to kill somebody today. Her or Jesus, preferably Jesus, both would be good. When Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said, woman, where is your accusers? Has nobody condemned you? Don't you know that was music to her ears? She said, no man, Lord. Nobody. What did Jesus say? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. He didn't tell her she was okay. In fact, she had sinned. But he said, I'm not condemning you. And don't do it again. Then spoke Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that does what? That does what? Follows me. Is that you? He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Spirit Led, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.